Part 3. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. I wonder if you could help me. I've lost my security badge and I need to get into the Fraser building to attend the seminar on industrial safety.
I'm afraid we're not allowed to let anyone in without a security badge. It's quite a strict policy here because of the nature of our work and the type of products we handle. You'd have to go back to the site entrance and report the loss of your badge, and then they should give you another one.
Oh no, that's going to take at least 15 minutes and I'm already running late. It's just not my day today. Thank you very much for your help anyway.
Question 41. What is the first speaker's problem?
A. He doesn't know his way to the Fraser building. B. There's an industrial safety issue. C. He has lost his security badge. D. He has lost his notes to the seminar.
Question 42. What does the second speaker explain?
A. She says that security is very strict on site. B. She says that she can let him in with her own badge. C. She says she will call a security employee. D. She thinks he'll be able to get in without a badge.
Question 43. Why is the first speaker disgruntled?
A. He doesn't know how to get to the site entrance. B. He's going to be late for his running practice. C. He's already late for the seminar. D. He thinks someone has stolen his badge. Did you hear about the break-in over the weekend?
It would be very difficult not to know about it. The police were everywhere when I arrived this morning, and the side entrance and parking lot were completely cordoned off.
Maggie told me that they got away with quite a few computers, not to mention printers and other items.
I find it hard to believe that anyone could break into this place. There are bars on all the windows and barbed wire on top of all the fences. We must be dealing with professionals. Question 44. What happened over the weekend?
A. There was a murder in the area. B. There was a burglary in the company. C. An employee was attacked in the car park. D. Someone stole company secrets.
Question 45. What was taken?
A. Several cars disappeared from the parking lot. B. Cash and laptops. C. Computers, printers, and various other things. D. A lot of printed material.
Question 46. Why is the second speaker surprised?
A. Because the company buildings are very well protected. B. Because they have a very efficient burglar alarm. C. Because they employ professional security guards. D. Because the burglars didn't leave any mess behind.
Would you be interested in meeting our Norwegian colleagues when they visit in 2 weeks?
Well, yes, I would actually. Although my work isn't directly related to their activities, I'm sure we could learn a lot from them about strategic planning, as they have more experience in that field than we do.
Quite. And I think you'll find they'll be interested in hearing about your new networking project, too. They will probably find some of your ideas very useful.
In that case, include me in the program for the visit, at least for the beginning of the week, as I'll be in Brussels on Thursday and Friday.
Question 47. Who will be visiting the company?
A. A group of Norwegian ecologists. B. A group of colleagues from Norway. C. Some Norwegian agriculturalists. D. A group of Icelandic colleagues.
Question 48. What does the first speaker hope to learn from them?
A. More knowledge about strategic planning. B. More knowledge about field work. C. More information about networking. D. Information about Brussels.
Question 49. Will the second speaker be present the whole week?
A. Yes, he wants to spend as much time as possible with the visitors. B. He'll be in Brussels all week, but will participate via webcam. C. He'll be there on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. D. He'll be with the visitors on Thursday and Friday. Do you know if there's a first aid kit in the building? This lady has just cut her hand on the paper cutter, and although the cut isn't very deep, it's bleeding quite a lot. If someone could get some sticking plaster or even a bandage, that should do the trick.
You know, I have no idea if we have a first aid kit. I'll call Stephanie. She probably has some sticking plaster in her office. I know she always has aspirin and things like that if people get headaches. In the meantime, I've got some paper handkerchiefs if you need them.
Thanks. Perhaps we should all apply for some first aid training. We'd be useless if there was a real emergency.
Question 50. What's the nature of the injury?
A. A lady cut her hand. B. Someone fell off the building and cut her leg. C. The lady has a nosebleed. D. Someone has a headache.
Question 51. What action does the second speaker suggest?
A. She suggests calling an ambulance. B. She suggests asking her colleague where the first aid kit is. C. She suggests they try to stop the bleeding by tying a piece of cloth around her upper arm. D. She suggests asking one of their colleagues for some sticking plaster.
Question 52. What might the speakers do in the future?
A. They might buy a new first aid kit. B. They may learn about first aid. C. They will attend medical school. D. They will train as nurses. I'm sure we waste a lot of heat due to the lack of insulation in the entrance. Although it's quite warm in the offices, the corridor is always freezing. I think we should get someone in to give us an expert opinion.
Yes, you're right about the temperature in the corridor. Perhaps if we built a porch, that would give us some extra heat.
That would be a possibility too, of course, but I'm sure that just by getting the place properly insulated, we would notice a significant difference. I'll ask Jerry if he knows any good firms. He's lived in the area all his life.
Question 53. What is the first speaker complaining about?
A. Noise levels in the corridor. B. The cruelty of bullfights. C. The lack of expertise in the company. D. The temperature in the corridor.
Question 54. What is the reason for this situation?
A. People keep leaving the front door open. B. The new porch isn't very well insulated. C. The entrance needs better insulation. D. The building work was done by a disreputable firm.
Question 55. What is the first speaker going to do?
A. He's going to ask someone for names of reliable firms. B. He's going to ask Jerry to do it. C. He's going to get the cleaners to clean the entrance. D. He's going to phone around several different firms.
This hotel is really very pleasant, isn't it?
Yes, it is. This is the third time I've stayed here.
Really? Personally, it's my first time, but I'm really impressed by the quiet surroundings and the overall cleanliness.
Yes, and what we like too is the fact that it's in the countryside, but the town is quickly accessible too, just a 5 minutes drive.
And the staff seem friendly too. Not sure about that giant Alsatian they keep behind the reception desk though. I wouldn't like to get on the wrong side of him. Question 56. What does the first speaker like about the hotel?
A. She likes the staff's uniforms and the elegance of the hotel. B. She thinks the hotel is very quiet and very clean. C. She's impressed by the surrounding shopping area. D. She appreciates the hotel's luxury status.
Question 57. What does the second speaker like about the hotel?
A. The fact that it's in the countryside but near the town too. B. The fact that it's a long way from the nearest town. C. The fact that there are lots of organized activities like rambling and climbing. D. The fact that all the rooms are decorated with a country theme.
Question 58. What is the one element the first speaker isn't so sure about?
A. The ferocious-looking dog at reception. B. The fact that pets are not welcome in the hotel. C. The night receptionist is rather surly. D. The staff are unfriendly. Excuse me, I've just got off flight number PE-307 from Athens, and my suitcase hasn't appeared on the baggage reclaim.
I'll just go and check for you. Could you describe your suitcase?
Yes, it's a medium-sized red plastic one with a green and blue luggage strap.
I'll be with you in a minute. I'm very sorry, but there's no sign of your suitcase. If you could come with me to the desk over there, I'll give you the appropriate claims forms to fill out. If the suitcase turns up, we'll call you immediately. Otherwise, you'll be able to claim from your insurance company, of course, and you can claim back your costs for buying new clothes and toiletries within a limit of $200 from the airline. Question 59. What is the problem?
A. The first speaker's suitcase has been damaged. B. The first speaker has missed his connecting flight to Athens. C. The first speaker wants to buy a new suitcase. D. The first speaker's suitcase has been lost.
Question 60. What does the airport employee suggest?
A. They can go and look for the suitcase together. B. She sends the first speaker to lost property. C. She is going to give the passenger some claims forms. D. The passenger should go back to the plane and ask cabin crew for assistance.
Question 61. What expenses will be covered by the airline?
A. The airline will compensate the passenger for the total value of his suitcase and contents. B. The airline will provide compensation for the cost of clothes and toiletries within a $200 limit. C. The airline is not responsible for mislaid luggage and the passenger should contact his insurance company. D. The airline will give the passenger a check to cover his loss.
Hello, I'm just passing through the area, and I was wondering if it would be possible to play a couple sets of tennis.
Yes, of course. We can give you a half-day visitor's pass, and we try to arrange for you to play against someone of a similar level, although if it's a quiet day, that's not always easy.
That's great. And do you have a racket hire service?
Yes, we do, and we even hire out clothing, too.
Fine. Put me down for a session on Friday afternoon with a racket hire. I've brought my own whites, and I play regularly, but I certainly won't be playing at Wimbledon anytime soon.
Question 62. What does the first speaker want to do?
A. To play tennis in a local club. B. To open a tennis club. C. To have a guided tour of the area. D. To learn flower arranging.
Question 63. What does the first speaker want to hire?
A. A bike to get to and from the club. B. A set of golf clubs. C. A tennis racket. D. A set of whites.
Question 64. What is the first speaker's level?
A. He plays a lot, but he's not a champion. B. He has already played in championships like Wimbledon and the French Open. C. He's a novice. D. He has played a couple of times before. Has your daughter enrolled for college?
No, she's decided to take a gap year. She wants to travel around Asia with a couple of her friends before settling down to study.
Isn't that rather dangerous for a group of young girls? You must be really worried.
Well, we are worried, of course, but they're all pretty sensible, and I know that this is something they have wanted to do for a long time.
How will they finance their trip?
Well, they've all been doing summer jobs for the last 3 years now, so they've managed to save up a fair bit of cash. Question 65. What will the second speaker's daughter be doing next year?
A. She's going to be touring the world. B. She'll be traveling around Asia. C. She's dropping out from college. D. She'll be studying Japanese at college.
Question 66. Why is the first speaker concerned?
A. He thinks the girls should go to college directly. B. He thinks they should get top quality equipment. C. He thinks the trip is too dangerous for young girls. D. He doesn't want to pay for the trip.
Question 67. Who will be paying for the trip?
A. The girls will finance their trip thanks to summer jobs. B. The girls' fathers are paying for the trip. C. The girls are taking out a loan. D. They will earn money while in Asia.
Will you be going to Robert Jackson's retirement ceremony?
Unfortunately not, as I've got to be in North Carolina that day for a meeting with an important client. I would have liked to be there, though, as I've always admired Robert. He's very genuine and fair, too.
Yes, I heard that he has only ever worked for Hazebrooks. He got his first job here as a 16-year-old apprentice and gradually worked his way up to where he is today.
That's amazing. Do you know what they've got him as a retirement present?
Yes, they got him a really nice camera. He's into photography. Question 68. What event is being discussed?
A. Robert Jackson's birthday celebrations. B. A party in North Carolina. C. Mr. Jackson's retirement party. D. A wedding ceremony.
Question 69. What does the second speaker think of Robert Jackson?
A. He thinks Jackson is unfair. B. He admires him for his honesty and fairness. C. He knows Jackson is an important client. D. He likes Jackson as he's very outgoing and sociable.
Question 70. What is Robert Jackson's leaving present?
A. A small-scale model of the factory. B. Photography lessons. C. A very nice camera. D. A special party in North Carolina.